Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
Beat Migs. I know Matthew from Snohomish is. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
According to the saying, you shouldn't put all of which food in one basket?
All your apples.
No.
All your oranges.
No.
All your corn on the cob.
No! Yeah. Which Lord of the Rings character refers to a valuable item as my precious?
Bilbo. Frodo.
No, no.
Gollum.
Yes.
Gollum.
What female comedian hosted the 2025 Golden Globes?
Oh, that was Nikki Glaser.
Correct. What late singer wrote the Bengals hit song Manic Monday?
Lead singer for the Bengals?
No.
Prince.
Correct. Actors say it's unlucky to mention which Shakespeare play inside a theater.
Shakespeare play. Romeo and Juliet.
No.
Macbeth.
Yes. In North America, barcodes typically consist of how many numbers?
Barcodes, North America. 5, 7, 9.
No, no, no. Caleb Williams is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Yes.
Princess Jasmine is a character from which animated film?
Aladdin's Lamp.
Yes. Greek salad typically contains what kind of cheese?
Feta.
Yes. Right.
Feta with feta.
Woo! Matthew, you got 7 correct.
Things felt a little shaky there for a second, but Matt, you recovered well.
Yes, they felt very shaky for a sec. But
also, our first.
You got all your apples in one basket? Oh.
No.
Okay.
You know, I have never heard of that. Maybe somewhere. But that was not the answer I was looking for.
So we've had 2 Matts today.
We've had a Matt and a Matt, Matthew.
So maybe Matthias for the 850
beat. Whoa.
I'm calling out all the Matthiases.
All of you Matthiases out there. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah!
According to the saying, you shouldn't put all of which food in one basket?
All of your eggs.
Yes.
Well, they're expensive now.
Which, dude, so expensive. Which Lord of the Rings character refers to a valuable item as my precious?
Gollum.
Correct. What female comedian hosted the 2025 Golden Globes?
Oh, I actually saw some clips that were pretty funny. Nikki Glaser.
Yes.
She roasted some
What
people.
Late singer wrote the Bengals hit song Manic Monday?
Joe Barrow.
No. Oh.
What was the question?
What late singer wrote the Bengals hit song Manic Monday?
Late singer. I don't know. Johnny Cash?
No.
Freddie Mercury?
No. Actors say it's unlucky to mention which Shakespeare play inside a theater.
Hamlet?
No.
Macbeth?
Yes. Oh, in North America, barcodes typically consist of how many numbers?
6.
No.
9.
That's nice, but no.
7?
No. Caleb Williams is the quarterback for what NFL team?
The Bears.
The Bears. Yes. Princess Jasmine is a character in which animated film?
The Genie. Aladdin.
Yes. Greek salad typically contains what kind of cheese?
Feta.
Hooray. And with that, Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a tie. 7-7.
Wow. Wow, exactly.
Well, good game, Matthew, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, first tie in 2025.
Here we are. Everything's going to be the first of 2025.
Yes, it is.
One you both got incorrect. In North America, barcodes typically consist of how many numbers? 12.
Wow.
Yeah. And then poor Matthew thought it was, you shouldn't put all of your apples in one basket. But I have never heard that.
I've never heard that saying.
It's always eggs.
Always eggs. Right?
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, congrats on your first tie, Steve.
Some people are texting and asking about, for the Lord of the Rings question, Bilbo and Smeagol, Gollum, both refer to it as they're precious. So did he guess?
Did he guess Bilbo?
I think he guessed Bilbo and then...
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Did he get it right?
He eventually got it right.
All right, as long as he got it right.
Listen, I thought it was just Gollum, and then yesterday George said Smeagol, so I said Gollum and Smeagol. He goes by three names.
Well, no, Smeagol is, it's Gollum. Like, before it's he became Gollum,
right.
He was Smeagol.
And who's Bo?
Bilbo's another guy.
Another Lord of the Rings character?
Yeah. You don't know Bilbo?
No, why?
Oh, man.
Don't act like you know Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins. It's the greatest little hobbit of them all. Duh.
I genuinely don't know if you're messing with me or not,
Steve. I mean, you're into gnomes, but you're not into a hobbit? Come on, Sarah.
Listen, those movies, I cannot sit through.
No, they don't. Oh, you want to get a good nap in.
Right? 3.5 hours.
Too much.
Well, congrats on tying.